We're visiting with R.J. Carney, who is the Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. And R.J. works on rural development issues, including education, telecommunications, and healthcare. Today, we're going to visit specifically about concerns about the threat of GPS interference. And R.J., I'm going to have you kind of give me some background on where this issue comes from.
Sure. Well, the issue currently involves the company Light Squared, which is trying to bring broadband high-speed access across the country. And they are pledged or worked with the FCC to get this grant and this right to use that wave spectrum. The issue for us coming from the American Farm Bureau is that there's a specific spectrum that Light Squared is going to utilize that will interfere with the use of precision agriculture that farmers and ranchers use on their combines and tractors. And this is a major issue for us, as I said, regarding the precision agriculture that a lot of our farmers and ranchers use.
Of course, yeah, we've seen in recent years precision farming really has incorporated extensive use of the GPS devices, and it's really helped with farmers' efficiency. So this certainly is a concern.
It is. With precision agriculture, it really allows the farmers and ranchers to run an efficient, economical, environmentally friendly operations. Farmers and ranchers will use this for the mapping of field boundaries, roads and irrigation systems, precision planting, and the ability to provide soil samples at the same spot, same location, year in and year out, to provide that efficient operation.
So where are we at now then? I understand Light Squared is moving ahead with this. Is the FCC well aware of the agricultural concerns? And I might add concerns from others, right?
Correct. The FCC is aware of the American Farm Bureau's position on this. We submitted some comments on March 29th regarding this specific issue. And the FCC is moving forward with the waiver request. And what we're asking is for the FCC to take a step back and really look at the impact that this will have if this waiver proceeds for Light Squared on a GPS spectrum and frequency. There are other avenues where this may interfere. We can look at first responders. But for us, we're really concerned primarily with the precision agriculture.
How do you see this playing out?
We have to be working together with Light Squared and with GPS companies to try to find the best solution. We, American Farm Bureau, we fully support the deployment of broadband expansion for all of rural America. That's a major issue and initiative for us, but we cannot afford to do that at the expense of GPS, which allows for such a efficient and economical operation.
I did see something here said there's additional research being done, and another report in mid-June is expected. Or
the FCC is looking to, I believe it's going to be on the 14th of June. There will be a study completed to see the effects of the Light Squared and GPS, and we look forward to analyzing those and seeing what may come from that report.
Anything farmers need to do in the meantime here?
There isn't anything that we currently can do. It's in the regulatory process right now, and that just takes some time and waiting for an outcome at this point.